That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I know we've talked about this before, but yesterday I had the HVAC guy over my house.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was there to meet him, and he asked to use the bathroom.
Yep.
So, of course, she said yes.
Yes.
And then when I came home, my mom looked at me. She goes, he was everywhere. He went on the toilet seat, on the floor.
And she was flabbergasted. Oh, she was upset.
She had, don't worry, Anna. I bleached the entire bathroom.
Felt like you were violated, I guess, huh?
Yeah, if you're using somebody's bathroom, and you know it's a courtesy, clean up after yourself.
Sure.
What is wrong with people? That's all I need to know about you if you leave a mess. I know we've talked about this extensively, but she was so distraught. I shouldn't have let him use your bathroom. I'm like, Mom, what are you going to do? Tell him to go out. It's fine, Ma.
You should have cried at her feet. Why? Why just laid on the floor? Why?
Why, Mommy? Why did you let him use our bathroom?
I've got one for you here. If you believe driving fast in a downpour is the same as washing your car, that's all I need to know about you. If you're hitting the puddles because you're like, oh, need to clean this thing up.
Well, those rims, it's only one way to get to them is hit a puddle.
Tough to get to.
Right.
I used to know a guy on the opposite side of it. I used to know a guy that he would hand wash his car in the driveway, right? And instead of like drying it by towel, or even when he went to a car wash where you use the scrubber and all that stuff, instead of drying it or letting the air dryers go, he would always get on the highway and do 85 for two exits.
Oh.
And he said it was the best way so that it would not have spots.
Sure.
And I remember thinking to myself, well, right. Hopefully there's no small children, animals,
cops,
other vehicles in front of you, anything like that. But yeah, he thought that was a great plan.
Wow.
Well, those raindrops are just so annoying.
Truck was shiny. I will admit, the truck was shiny.
If you're a person that accidentally box up a sample of human urine instead of a little thing of shower rings, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, that's no accident. Come on. What? And who's carrying a container of human urine?
A man in Alabama ordered basically like a thing of shower rings.
Alabama.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Story.
Yep. Instead, he got a urine sample. Didn't know what to do with it, actually. They didn't want it returned back to them, so he just kind of threw it away.
You know what the HVAC guy would do? He would pour it all over my floor. That's what he would do. All right, 1-800.
You and your mother would weep.
99.99. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
When my brother asked me to be the best man at his wedding, I was like, oh, of course, man. You've always been there for me. He's always been the dependable one, and I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad?
Don't be that wedding. Wedding season is upon us, and as you're getting ready to have your wedding, we want to make sure you don't make mistakes, and we're talking to experts about the biggest pitfalls.
Ann Raven, Star 99.9.
Joanne Lataraca joining us from the Water's Edge at Giovanni's in Darien. And you have to see, you're over 31 years there. A lot of crazy things happen at weddings.
All the time.
I think it's a combination of the fact that everything is coming together that day. So you've got family, you've got the stress of can we pull it off, you've got the excitement of what a big day. Those days, things just come to a head, good or bad.
You have to remember that couples have their own unique style. Trends come and go. You can make anything happen. Other people will try to interject. If you're not confident in what you want, it will never work.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because there are so many pressures when it comes to wedding. Everybody's got an idea of what your wedding should be. I do wish maybe somebody said, Black Eyed Peas shouldn't bend my recessional song, but that was 2012.
Do you get a lot of strange requests from brides and grooms?
We all have what we think are traditional weddings and traditional things that happen at weddings. If it's something that they really want and believe, you can make it happen. But if it's just an idea that they're trying to do it to save costs or budgets, that might not be the way to go. Strange requests may end up costing more.
You ever have anybody bring a clown to a wedding?
Not a clown. We have had a Halloween wedding where everybody came in masks, pumpkins, and scary themes. Bride wore a black gown instead of a white gown.
Interesting.
Told you, one of my favorites was when that bride was carried in a casket at a Halloween wedding.
Weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
That wasn't that much. Great food, though. Little coffin-themed cakes after the dessert.
I did have a bride that ordered her own cake. She ordered a banana nut cake and totally forgot that she was allergic to nuts.
Also strange. I mean, come on.
I can understand if I ordered the wedding cake, but she ordered the wedding cake, and I didn't even know she was allergic to nuts until they cut their cake, and she tasted the cake, and all of a sudden she said, I have a nut allergy, and I said, okay. She goes, there's nuts in the cake. And I'm like, oh, Okay.
Well, good thing you selected it.
Right.
The selfish DJ in me that's just thinking, now I'm going to have to wait for the bride to get back.
Right. No, you didn't.
So mad.
Because I got a hold of her mother who had an EpiPen. Her mother didn't even know who the EpiPen was for because we brought her out in the back. And I gave her a shot of her EpiPen. I made the groom dance with his mother first instead of the bride and dad dance. Back.
Knocked out the parent dances first. The stalling technique.
Yeah. Exactly.
Top notch.
Joanne LaTaraca from The Water's Edge at Giovanni's and Darien. And joining us talking about don't be that wedding.
You're a problem solver. One thing that I've seen over and over and over again, bustles. Nobody knows how to work these things.
Bustles are always a huge problem. Usually you have the maid of honor or bridal party or mom always comes in to bustle dresses. They never get it right, either too drunk or they don't remember the numbers or the colors.
Right.
My coordinators and I think in the last 31 years, I've bustled over 1,000 dresses. We always do them for them, always part of our features.
I mean, that's how you get the 5-star review. I think I've attended or worked well over, 500-600 weddings. I don't think I've ever seen a team of bridesmaids that knows exactly what to do. Colors, numbers, whatever it may be. By the end of the night, they're cutting it off with a knife. And nobody wants to do that with a dress that costs, $5,000.
Right. And the brides always like that cute little tail to hang when they're in the bridal shop. Mm-hmm. But as a DJ, you know that when they're on the dance floor, someone always steps on that tail.
Oh.
So now we have to sew it up. And we had one bride that we literally had to sew her into her dress. So at the end of the night, the groom said to us, and how am I going to get this dress off of him? He just looked at him and said, that is not our problem. She's all yours now.
Tight bustles and dresses that you can't get out of create some weird situations, don't they?
Brides need to go to the restroom. Sometimes they call on you to help them and they can't get through these restrooms with these huge bustles. We had a bride once, I told her, I said, the easiest way for you to go to the bathroom is for us to get you out of your dress. I unzip her, she goes to get out of her dress, and she is stark naked under her dress.
Not even her moutons?
Like she had nothing. Senza moutons. And you sit there and you say, okay, now what? This is not the job I signed up for.
I mean, why wouldn't you at least have some underwear on?
I guess it made
gets
for
hot.
Airing it out.
Right?
Exactly.
Gets no hot sweaty. Under there. You're dancing, then things start slipping. That bride is putting in work on the dance floor.
I mean, they need a
garter belt scene must be really cool.
Coming up next, we're going to have more with Joanne from The Water's Edge at Giovanni's and Darien, talking about the top things you should always do when you're planning at your wedding venue. Don't be that wedding. All this week, we're highlighting things you shouldn't do when you're planning your wedding now that it's wedding season. Star 99.9. Joining us is Joanne LaTaraca from The Water's Edge at Giovanni's and Darien. Joanne, as somebody that's done 1,000 weddings, what advice would you have to a bride planning her wedding right now?
I would say when hiring professionals and vendors, hire someone that you get along with. Hire someone that you feel confident with, personality-wise you get along with. Do not hire your friends. You could lose a friend really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's like rooming with your best friend in college. You would never do that. Hire somebody you get along with because they will run your wedding that day. They will be your photographer. They will be your DJ. They will be your venue that will make everything that you've told them come true. You need to get along with them on your initial meetings. They're the ones that will make the magic happen for you.
Good advice. That's Joanne from The Water's Edge at Giovanni's and Darien.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my daughter Hayden at Hayden@star999.com. She doesn't have any real qualifications to give advice, but she always has something insightful to say.
Listen, you won't get pushed off for a month and a half if you're in crisis. They'll get that new patient right in. No waiting lists here anytime.
Right. All right, Hayden. Today's email says, Hayden, I surprised my daughter with 2 tickets to see a ballet dancer in New York City that she loves. But I just found out last night that she's no longer dancing on stage that night and has a fill-in. How do I let my 11-year-old daughter know who's so excited to see her? It's disappointing, right?
Yeah, and you can still go to the show, even though the dancer's not there. I mean, it's still going to be an amazing show.
So how does she break the news to her?
I would just be honest and tell her the truth. No need for lies. Just say to her, I have very disappointing news. The dancer that we were supposed to see isn't going to be there, and they have a fill-in. I know you're disappointed. I am too. There's always going to be some type of disappointment. You have to learn how to deal with it.
I think that's good advice. Can you think of a time that we were really disappointed by something?
Yes, I actually can. The time that my school was having the trunk or treat where we can go around to other people's cars. We worked so hard on our trunk. We decorated it for days. And then the night, it was canceled and downpoured. And it wasn't even rescheduled.
I know, that was a bummer. We had a really cool emoji theme, like back when emojis first started being cool, remember?
Yeah, that was a waste of time and money.
It was a waste of time and money.
I do remember how upset you were about that. You were angry about it.
Well, because here's the thing. You know how
I get. You gave me some of the props for the photo booth company because you were like, I just can't look at these. You were so mad about it.
Because you know how I get obsessed with things?
Right.
So I got obsessed with, you know, this trunk or treat and, like, transforming my car into this giant emoji.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking yellow lights. We made
everything.
Massive. It was crazy.
Right, and it was a family affair.
All of us were in on it, and that night it poured, and they didn't reschedule, and I remember being like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? It's so, you know, there is, as a parent, when something like that happens, it's so disappointing and it breaks your heart when you have to tell them bad news that you have no control over.
Here's what I'm going to say, though. With a ballet dancer, I mean, can't you just be like, of course it's them. You know what I mean? And
no.
Then they don't, you know, I mean.
I don't think you'd lie.
Who knows what they look like? I mean, they're all
wearing pink.
Right, they're all in the outfit right there, right? You would think that they're fine.
If she's a big fan of a certain ballet dancer, that's like saying, yeah, that's Tom Brady. Look, he's wearing a helmet.
I mean, but from, I'm just, you know, from the stadium, you know, from the upper seats, you can't tell.
She's a liar.
Just pull it off.
No.
Right?
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, Hayden at star999.com. See you next week.
1-800-330-9999. What old wives' tale were you told? And was it accurate? Star 99.9 in Sienna and Raven. My mom, my parents are born in Italy. I'm first generation American. So it seems like every time something is happening, there is a reason for it.
Right. There's a metaphorical story or something like that that took place or whatever.
Yeah.
You didn't sew the St. Christopher into the baby's hat and now she cry. Wasn't there one that was close to that one?
No. Okay. but the newest one is that when the baby spikes a fever, or even my 10-year-old daughter, and there's no real reason for it, it's because she's growing. Duh. It's growing fevers. And then she looks at me like, I'm an idiot because I didn't know that you get a fever when you grow. I'm like, what?
I mean, is there ever a time where, like, the fever is the answer when we don't know what's going on? Right? Like, I mean, do you ever know when a fever's arriving? I mean, I guess you do sometimes, like, if there's an infection or something, but other than that, you don't know.
Right.
There's not a reason.
Well,
you just got sick.
It's funny, so then I brought the baby to the doctor, and the doctor's like, no, there's nothing wrong. And it was like on the tip of my tongue.
You're going to spit it out.
Is she growing?
It's a growing fever, right?
But then I felt so stupid. Right. I would have been like, well, my mom said that it's a growing fever. I don't know.
Well, how do you answer that? Yes, the baby is perpetually growing.
That's true.
No, I don't believe the fever's related.
And then I remember growing up, there was so many, you know, like if a woman was pregnant, if you were having a craving, and this was a big problem when I was pregnant, is that if all of a sudden I was like in the mood for strawberries or something like that, and I didn't immediately have it, if I touched my body somewhere, then the baby would have a birthmark.
Right there.
Right there.
Because you didn't get the strawberries you needed when you needed them.
My cousin, that seems
like science.
My cousin Angela, I feel so bad because her mother apparently had a prosciutto craving during the pregnancy, didn't have it, and touched her lip. And now Angela has a birthmark on her lip, which they contribute to the lack of prosciutto.
So wait a minute. Prosciutto and strawberries, same effect. Is it any food that you crave? And then if you touch
it, it takes on the color.
So wait a minute.
What? Yep.
So anytime you have a craving, when you're pregnant, you're just supposed to go for it immediately.
Unless you want your baby to have weird birthmarks all over.
I understand. Okay. Yeah. Right. I didn't realize.
Luckily, Angela's led a normal life and she's been okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. How about also a big Italian one? If you ever look at our houses, none of our bed, if you look at our bed, none of the feet
you've told me about this.
Face the door.
None of them.
Because according to my Italian mother, that's how the dead people sleep in the morgue.
Right.
So unless you want to die in the middle of the night, you should never sleep with your feet facing the door.
That's intense. Yeah, I've seen some movies and you know, crime shows and stuff like that where they open the drawer and the head's on that side. I have seen that. Yeah. So
there you go.
So stay away from those.
Maybe it's real.
Wow. Because is, you know, that might change the theory. If that's, if feng shui is one thing, everything going with the sun and the north, right? What is that?
Right. That's Italian folklore. 1-800-330-9999. What old wives' tale were you told? And then do you think it was accurate? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the old wives' tale you were told?
I was taught that it's bad luck to pass a salt shaker directly into someone's hand. You have to put it on the table and they pick it up.
What will happen if we actually do hand-to-hand passing?
Hmm. I don't want to know, but it's just bad luck.
Right, the universe opens up.
Right.
Like a portal to another dimension, a demon comes out. Basically, season two of Stranger Things.
Should we do it?
Premiere coming up July 4th.
Should we do that? Should we go get a salt shaker out of the kitchen right now and pass it hand to hand?
But I was also taught that it's bad manners to salt your food because the chef or the cook is supposed to salt the food, so it's rude. It's like saying that their food isn't seasoned enough.
Listen, when that chef walks it out to my table and stares me in the face to figure out whether or not my food is actually good, then I'll care. Till then, seasoning away. Look at me go. And I'm not passing it to you, Anna Zapp, because I need to be here for the premiere of Stranger Things Season 3, July 4th. And new Coke.
Okay, that's why you want to survive?
Well, yeah. Oh, it's my wedding anniversary on Saturday, too. I got to make it to that.
Okay. All right, 1-800-330-9999. What is the strangest wives' tale you've ever been told? And was it legit? Growing up in my household, whenever there was something happening, my mom had a logical reason for it. And that continued the other day when my daughter unexpectedly got a fever. And even though there wasn't anything really wrong with her, she looked at me like I was some kind of idiot and said, "It's a growing fever."
I mean, why didn't you have that come to mind first off from the moment?
Yeah.
Go, okay?
Starting at 0.9, it's Hannah and Raven.
When there's a fever that shows up unexpectedly without any sort of reason or whatever, it's about growing.
Exactly. Which brings us to today's question. What old wives' tale were you told and was it accurate? Also, according to Serena Waller on our Facebook page, everybody knows that growing fevers are real. And
of course.
Also, teething fevers, which also may play into it.
Right. By the way, brandy on a baby's gums, just been told that was an old wives' tale, too. But I'm still willing to try it.
No.
With other people's babies.
Not my baby.
Don't think that's...
Not in a million years.
Ready to babysit.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. What old wives' tale were you told, and was it accurate?
My mom used to tell me never to leave my bag on the floor. I'm like, why?
Oh, that's a real thing.
Right, because you have no money then, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
Right. But I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any money for me right now?
I do.
You do.
I have money. Just put it back on the floor.
But it always stresses me out when I go to restaurants and places and like the chair doesn't have somewhere where I can hang it. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm going to have no money if I put it on the floor. And then I hang it awkwardly on my knee. It's awful.
True.
We're a prisoner to the rules that we've been taught.
It's true. Would you ever get mosquito bites?
I have had mosquito bites.
How do you handle your mosquito bites? Because in my family, you have to put the sign of the cross with your thumbnail if you want it to go away. Otherwise, you'll get an infection. That's a real thing.
What?
Can you imagine?
To try that.
I
mean, it's already uncomfortable.
Right?
Now I got to have my mom come over here and stab it for me?
I'm looking at
in the name of God?
Right.
That doesn't seem real.
Pass it out the mosquito bites.
Sharina wrote a bunch. She says she's Eastern European, and she said, brace yourselves, buddy.
Okay, all right.
If you sit on a concrete wall, your ovaries will catch a cold. I guess not for you guys, for me.
I mean, I heard the hemorrhoids thing, but okay. Right?
Don't whistle at night because baby Jesus will cry. Okay.
I mean, is he just keeping an ear out for things to cry about?
Must finish every glass of
poured
drink.
Too busy with mosquito bites right now at that moment.
Must finish every glass of poured drink, otherwise you'll bring poverty upon your household.
My gosh, these are so intense.
Right, and here's my favorite.
Right.
Thank you, Shazina, for this. If you have a severe headache, someone with a bushy eyebrow must have stared at you now, so you have to burn 20 matches and extinguish them in a glass while drawing crosses and reciting our Father prayer.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Wow. I mean, that is a long day.
That's a lot.
If somebody, I mean, wow. What is that a result of again? You have to repeat that for me.
That's if you have a severe headache, it means somebody with a bushy eyebrow must have stared at you. So now you have to burn 20 matches and extinguish them in a glass while drawing crosses and reciting the Lord's Prayer.
I'd rather just have the headache.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll never look at bushy eyebrows ever again.
No.
Look at me!
No, you'll have to immediately avert your eyes and hope for a good result.
Yeah. Right. and my favorite. You catch a cold with wet hair when you go outside. And no, that's not true.
That's not true.
Thanks, D, for that one. If you want to chime in, too, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or call us at 1-800-330-9999.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, six more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lisa and Jeff joining us together this morning. Lisa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Our son, he's starting high school in September. He's an amazing athlete, plays baseball. There are a couple options for him to go to high school, which I'm not a huge fan of. It would entail us, you know, as a family to have to move to put him in this district or private school, but it would also be a huge financial burden. Personally, I'm not a fan of it.
Lisa, let me understand here. There's a reason you don't want him to go to high school in your town. I understand he's a good athlete, but are you talking about moving him to a place with a better program or what?
That's exactly what I mean. Our baseball team isn't the best, may not offer him what he could be looking for, but I'm of the school of thought that you make the best of what you have and you'll still get far. My husband is for it, and my son is now for it.
I mean, they do this in football all the time, actually, in baseball.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess baseball, you don't hear it as much, but in football, all the time. What's your side of this, Jeff?
Well, I mean, we both obviously love our son, and the kid's been like a baseball prodigy since he was like four. Some of his baseball coaches have said, listen, you know, he's got a really good shot to go pro, and most of the time that means they're getting drafted by the time they're like 15, 16, and they're playing minor league ball. But to give him the best chance, you want to put him in the best program. I'm for it, not just because, I mean, I love my son. He's very, very good, and he could be playing professional ball in like 2.5 years if he's in the right program. The time in your development is now.
If he's a great player, he can compile all sorts of numbers, but if nobody ever sees him play, then it's not going to make any difference, right? So I get what you're saying, the exposure there.
It's also the level of talent. He could better his skills.
I think it's ridiculous that we're going to move and take him out of the school. It's just too much, honey.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Lisa. Moving schools for your kid's baseball career is crazy. And, you know, you may have to move homes. You might have to pay for private school. But they may see your side, too, Jeff. If your child is really dedicated and he's going to the next level, why not? Like, give it a whirl. See how it goes. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to hear.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Lisa and Jeff's son is very good at baseball. Very good. Mm-hmm. To the point where, as he's getting ready to go to high school next year, it's been suggested that they move to a district that has a better baseball team or they send him to a private school. Mom says, no way. Dad says, maybe we should do it if he's that good.
I get what both sides of this. Mom is settled. They like their life there. They've been successful there as a family. And that's a lot to take into account. Sometimes the grass is not greener. You know, we've all seen that before. On the other hand, you know, telling your kid, well, you're going to be successful no matter what you do. If they have a dream and they're on the path to pursue it, that's a very difficult choice as a parent for you to go ahead and put the kibosh on that.
That's tough. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Stern 99.9. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on a mom. Well, I go through the same thing right now with my son. He's in high school. Like, he doesn't play for the best team. And we all feel as parents that they may have potential and they may be able to go to, you know, very far in life. But they have other routes that they can go to. And they can also play for AAU teams in their district. My son currently plays for an amazing AAU team. So there's more than just high school. You do the best you can. You'll see scouts come to games in high school.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. As a parent, how far would you go for your kid's future? That's what's going on this morning with Lisa and Jeff, because their middle school age son is getting ready to go to high school next year, and he's really good at baseball, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been suggested that they move school districts, like move, sell their house,
right,
and move, or put him in private school so he can be with more advanced players.
Listen, if you're an incredible player, you have to play the level of competition, right? So that means that if you want to find out if you're truly good, you have to get that top level competition. And if you want exposure, you have to be playing that top level competition, because that's where the eyes are going to go.
But Lisa, mom says, this is ridiculous. Like, you know how many kids are good at sports and they never make it? We're going to uproot our family?
Mm-hmm.
Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I played football and I was really, really good in high school. Really good. But I played for a really small school and our record wasn't so hot. So I didn't get really any exposure when it came to college. But every coach that I talked to told me if I played for a larger program, then I definitely would have went
And that's one of my biggest regrets in life.
When you were really, really great in high school football, who could throw the ball farther, you or Uncle Rico? Because Uncle Rico could throw that football over a mountain.
Yeah, Uncle Rico's definitely got me. I just packed a crap out of people.
Oh, good, good.
Do you blame your parents for that?
You know what? I grew up in this small town, and I played football with people that I grew up with, and there's some of the memories I will absolutely never forget. I always cherish. So I don't blame my parents at all. I loved every second of it. I just didn't get to pursue, you know, a further career in college.
Fair enough. Thank you for the call.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's this morning. If that kid is really that talented, if he's like a legit prodigy, then they need to give him every opportunity possible. And some private schools will even, search out kids like that and offer him scholarships.
I agree with your call. Thank you.
I mean, I think about Tiger Woods. And like, what if Tiger Woods' dad was like,
Williams. Beyonce, anybody great. You think that they didn't move everything that they could for those kids to be successful? Of course they did.
I see that, but like how many kids are told they're really good at sports and never goes anywhere?
You have to know the line. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm actually on the side. I went through the same thing 2 years ago with my son, but he has to remember that his son's not going to be the only baseball prodigy in that school.
Right.
And he's going to have to work hard. It's going to be competitive, but it is a financial burden. I go through it now, but they won states last year. So as long as they're great, he keeps his grades up, I think just have the son choose. It's a tough school.
And then, of course, at the draft, diamond necklaces for everybody, Anna Zapp.
I think if my...
All that struggle, diamond necklaces for me, for the dogs, for everybody.
If my child was really committed and really, really wanted it, I have to think that I probably would move.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. If you really believe that he has a future and it's not going to be a financial strain for you to send him to the private school or to move school districts and move homes to get him in a better baseball program, then you got to go for it. Why not?
You said it's not going to be a financial strain because it sure as heck will be.
Well, I don't think it's wise for you to shut the door on your kid's dreams. If your kid is telling you that he wants to do this and he's got the talent level that other people are recognizing and you're going to tell him to stay put, but I don't think that's a winning formula either.
I mean, we're all doing the best we can to raise him, you know? It's a lot of stress.
Well, tell that to his resentment at 40.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sorry, Lisa.
Right.
It is what it is.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
Bewusstseinslage.
Can you please repeat the word?
Bewusstseinslage.
May I please have the definition?
A state of consciousness or a feeling devoid of sensory components.
Bewusstseinslage.
I mean, that's not even English, man. That's German, is it not?
Bewusstseinslage.
That wasn't close.
Star 99.9.
You decided you were going to go Flemmy.
That's what that dude sounds like. Look at him.
Bewusstseinslage.
Bewusstseinslage.
That's definitely like... Dutch or German or something, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. Wow.
2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee going on now. That was actually one of the words that knocked out one of the finalists last year.
Yeah.
Stunningly.
Do you want to know how to spell it?
No.
No, okay.
I'd like to. No, I feel like that would take 20 minutes.
And let's be honest. None of us are ever going to need to know, like, this word.
Bewusstseinslage.
What conversation? What cocktail party? What tea party? Whatever party, book club meeting are you at where you're going to use that word? Never.
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 Never. But just in case, like, somebody out there knows how to spell it.
Right.
But what we did do is we took the 5 most common misspelled words in the English language, and we're going to have a competition between Raven and producer Christian to see who can spell more better.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
If you were going to announce it like that, I would have been ready.
Spell more better.
I mean, proper
English. Hey, guess who's never going to be invited to the 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee?
Either of us.
Right.
Exactly. I'm guessing, right?
Okay. So here's how it's going to work. I'll tell you the word. I will play the correct pronunciation of the word, and then you guys buzz in.
Okay.
Raven, you have a maraca from when I went to Mexico spring break in 1997.
Right.
And producer Christian, you have a bell that's been in the studio since before we were born. Okay.
Nice.
Bewusstseinslage.
All right.
Ready? Thank you.
All right. Yeah, all right. What do you have?
Word number one.
Mm-hmm.
Accommodate.
Accommodate.
Go ahead, Raven.
Accommodate. I get this one wrong all the time. A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-E.
That is
accommodate.
Correct. That is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Good
look
job.
At me go.
Well done.
Okay. All right.
Well done.
I'm nice awesome. Job.
Second word. Producer Christian, wake up.
Right click. Okay. Spell check.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Go ahead, Producer Christian.
I mean, okay. U N
yeah.
F O U.
I shouldn't say that, but...
You shouldn't say that. It's not nice.
No, you're right.
Incorrect.
But it felt good.
Yeah.
But it felt good to say it, and I'm sorry that that's something wrong with me, that it felt good to say it, but I did.
Right.
I remember the judges calling contestants stupid in the spelling sign.
The roof signs lager.
The roof signs
lager. Call that guy stupid.
Right. That guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Okay. Raven leading 1-0. Here's your third word.
Oh,
ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. I wonder if you have to buzz in.
It's a hard one
to
miss it.
Right. Go ahead, Christian.
The pressure.
M-I-S-C-E-L-L-O-U.
Oh, you were close, man. You were close, though.
All right, let's do.
I didn't have a spot for the wrong answer set up yet.
I mean, at least he's going for it. He's trying it. Raven, you're sitting there quietly.
Well, he did it because you goaded him, all right? Well, I still have 1-0 if okay. You're keeping score here.
So you're going right? to have to get this last one and stay in the game, Producer Christian. Okay. We'll do
here
one
we go.
More.
Here, okay. here, here we I go. Choose? Here we go.
I'm going to go with this one because Raven has a lot of it.
Okay.
Aggression.
Aggression.
What?
Christian buzzed in first.
What? Oh, no. I felt like I was definitely on the sachet of the
no,
maraca.
No, listen. Just because you have a maraca by your ear doesn't mean you're shaking it. Okay. Go ahead. Aggression.
A-G-G-R-E-S-I-O-N.
That's incorrect.
He forgot an S.
He forgot an S. Look at Raven. He forgot an S.
Look at me. I would have had it.
Yes, there's 2 G's and 2 S's in aggression. There
Darn
we go.
It.
Raven won. 1-0
wow. I
with
mean,
4 different words.
No, I mean, well, I kind of get the second one, right, don't
no.
I? I mean, I fixed it.
Listen, there's only one thing I can say about this whole thing.
The Wust signs lager.
Oh, perfect.
Signs lager.
Of course, that is the descriptive term to use.
Yep.